This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Master Method prepares teams for high-stakes synergy conversations. 6 steps that give your team a real structure for conversations that matter most. In short, this article covers 4 frameworks that prepare teams for the high-stakes conversations that determine whether team synergy holds or collapses under pressure. The Master Method 6 Steps for Preparing and Executing the Most Consequential Team Conversations. The Recover Method is a structured way to repair a conversation that has already gone wrong. The Communication Medium Richness Hierarchy, a tool for choosing the right channel before you say a word. Definition: high-stakes synergy conversations are structured discussions within a team where the outcome directly shapes the team's ability to trust, collaborate, and perform together. They require deliberate preparation because pressure, emotion, and habit will work against you if you enter them without a clear framework. Introduction. I once watched a team leader walk into a room to address a months-long conflict between 2 of his people. He had good intentions. He cared about both of them. He had even thought about what he wanted to say on the drive over. But the moment the conversation turned heated, he lost the thread. He reacted instead of responded. By the end, both people felt worse than when they started, and team synergy that had taken a year to build was fractured in 40 minutes. Good intentions are not enough for high-stakes synergy conversations. Under pressure, without structure, people default to their worst habits. They match anger with anger. They go vague when they need to be direct. They walk out of the room having said everything except the one thing that needed saying. Frameworks exist because pressure is real and habits are strong. In this article, you will learn 4 frameworks that give you a reliable structure for the most consequential conversations your team will face. If you want to understand why these conversations matter so deeply to team cohesion, start with what is team synergy and why it matters. Why structure matters more than you think in team conversations. Most people believe good communication comes from natural ability. It does not. It comes from having a structure to fall back on when the pressure strips away, or composure. Frameworks do not make you robotic. They keep you functional when your instincts would otherwise make things worse. Here are the specific moments when a framework makes the difference between a conversation that strengthens your team and one that damages it. When one team member has been undermining another for weeks and the tension is finally at the surface, a framework stops the conversation from becoming personal and keeps it grounded in behavior and impact. When a deadline failure has exposed a gap in role clarity and multiple people are quietly blaming each other, a framework gives the conversation a direction before defensiveness takes over. When a leader needs to confront a team member whose attitude is eroding collective trust, a framework ensures the message lands without triggering a shutdown or a walkout. When 2 colleagues have had a damaging exchange and the rest of the team is watching to see if it gets repaired, a framework makes repair possible rather than just hoped for. When feedback has been given poorly in the past and the team has lost its appetite for honest conversation, a framework rebuilds the habit of giving feedback that strengthens rather than breaks. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The Master Method. The Master Method is a 6-step framework for preparing and executing high-stakes conversations. I introduce it in Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time as the tool for conversations where the ordinary approaches are not enough. What it is designed for. The Master Method is built for the conversations that feel too important to improvise: trust breakdowns, confrontations with real consequences, and moments where team synergy is genuinely on the line. How it works. Number 1. Mental preparation. Before anything else, you prepare your mind. This means using negative visualization, imagining the worst realistic outcome so it no longer controls you. It also means naming your own emotional state honestly before you walk into the room. You cannot manage what you have not acknowledged. Example: I know she may become defensive. I have already decided I will not match that. I'm going in to repair, not to win. Number 2. Anticipating objections. You think through every pushback you're likely to face, not to prepare arguments, but to prepare responses that stay grounded instead of reactive. If you have thought it through in advance, you will not be thrown when it happens. Example: he will probably say the timeline was unrealistic. I have the facts ready and I know how to acknowledge that concern without losing focus. Number 3. Structuring key points. You limit yourself to 3 key points. No more. Under pressure, people hear less, not more. 3 clear points, stated in plain language, land. 8 points dissolve into noise. Example, I need to address what happened, what it cost the team, and what I need to change going forward. Number 4. Timing the conversation. You choose the moment with care. A conversation forced on someone in the middle of a stressful task, or held at the end of an exhausting day, starts at a disadvantage. Timing is not a small detail. It is part of the preparation. Example, I'm going to ask for 30 minutes on Thursday morning, when neither of us has anything immediately before or after. Number 5. Engaging with full presence. When the conversation begins, you put everything else down. No checking your phone. No preparing your next sentence while they're still speaking. Full presence is not a courtesy. It is what makes the other person feel safe enough to be honest. Example, I'm going to listen to understand, not to respond. I will summarize what I hear before I say anything of my own. Number 6. Reflecting afterward. When the conversation ends, you do not walk away and move on. You ask yourself what worked, what you would do differently, and what still needs to be addressed. Reflection is how one difficult conversation makes the next one easier. Example, she said something unexpected. I need to sit with that before I decide how to follow up. When to use it. Use the master method when the stakes are genuinely high trust breakdown, a confrontation with real relational weight, or a conversation that could reshape how your team works together. It is the framework for moments where good intentions alone will not carry you through. When not to use it. Do not use it for routine feedback or low-stakes check-ins. It is a precision tool for difficult terrain, not a daily communication habit. A quick example in practice. A team leader needs to address one team member who has been dismissing a colleague's input in meetings. She does not charge in. She uses mental preparation to settle her own frustration, anticipates that the team member may deny it, structures 3 clear points around what she observed, chooses a quiet Friday afternoon slot, enters the room without her phone, and afterward writes 2 sentences about what landed and what she will do differently next time. The conversation is hard, but it stays on track. Eamon's take. I have watched people walk into the most important conversations of their working lives with nothing but good intentions. The master method is what they needed instead. It is the difference between entering the room as a practitioner and entering it as a gambler. Framework 2. The Recover Method. The Recover Method is a 7-step repair framework for conversations that go wrong. In Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe it as the essential counterpart to the master method you prepare with one and repair with the other. What it is designed for. The Recover Method addresses the aftermath of a conversation that damaged team connection, whether through anger, poor judgment, or a message that landed badly. How it works. Number 1. Recognizing what went wrong. Name it honestly. Not what the other person did, but what broke in the conversation. Recognition without blame is the starting point. Example, I raised my voice. That closed the conversation down. Number 2. Ending if needed. If the original conversation is still active and going in circles, stop it. Walking away is not weakness. It is protection. Example, I think we need to pause here and come back to this where we are both calmer. Number 3. Cooling down. Do not re-engage until your nervous system has genuinely settled. Returning too quickly with unresolved heat will repeat the damage. Number 4. Owning mistakes. Take responsibility for your part first, not half the responsibility. Yours. Owning your part creates space for the other person to own theirs. Example, I said some things I regret. Specifically, I said what you said. That was wrong of me. Number 5. Validating experience. Acknowledge what the other person felt, without qualification. Not I understand you were upset, but just, I understand that was painful. Number 6. Explaining intent. Once you have owned your actions and validated their experience, you may briefly explain what you were trying to say. Intent does not excuse impact, but it can help the person understand you. Number 7. Recommitting to the relationship. Close by naming the working relationship as something worth protecting. I want us to be able to work through this. I value what we have built as a team. When to use it. Use recover within 24 to 48 hours of a conversation that damaged trust, particularly when the fallout is affecting the wider team's ability to collaborate. The longer you wait, the harder the repair becomes. When not to use it. Do not use it to relitigate a conversation that has already resolved well. If the repair is minor, a direct apology is enough. Save recover for genuine damage. A quick example in practice. Two teammates clashed in front of the group during a sprint review. The next morning, one of them says, "I have been thinking about yesterday. I do not feel good about how I handled that. I was dismissive of your idea, and I cut you off twice. That was not fair. I can see why you pulled back in the second half of the meeting. What I was actually trying to say was intent. I want us to work better than that together." Eamon's take: here is something I have had to learn more than once. A conversation going wrong is not failure. Not repairing it afterward is. The recover method turns a crack in team synergy into a reason to build something stronger. You can read more about this kind of repair and how to use the bridge method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 3. The Communication Medium Richness Hierarchy. The Communication Medium Richness Hierarchy is a RANT model for choosing the right channel before a difficult conversation begins. From richest to leanest in person, video call, phone call, email, text message. What it is designed for. This framework is for teams who regularly conduct sensitive conversations through the wrong medium, creating misunderstanding, escalation, or the appearance of cowardice. How it works. Number 1. Match difficulty to richness. The harder the conversation, the richer the medium you need. In person provides tone, body language, real-time repair, and genuine presence. Text provides none of these. When your team resolves conflict over email, you're not having the conversation. You are performing it. Example: a manager discovers that a team member feels sidelined. She schedules an in-person meeting rather than sending a message. Number 2. Compensate for lean mediums with extra clarity. Sometimes in person is not possible. When you must use a leaner channel, you compensate with greater precision and warmer language. Assume less and state more. Example: this feels like a conversation we should have by phone or in person. Text is not great for this kind of thing. When can we talk? Number 3. Never use text or email for content that requires a human reaction. Delivering difficult feedback, addressing a trust issue, or confronting behavior through a lean channel is almost always a mistake. The medium signals how seriously you take the issue, when to use it. Use this framework before every high-stakes synergy conversation as a pre-check. Am I about to have this conversation through a channel that will make it worse? When not to use it? For logistical updates, task coordination, and low-stakes team communication, lean mediums are perfectly appropriate. Save this framework for emotionally significant content. A quick example in practice. A team member sends a long, frustrated email to a colleague about a missed handover. Before responding in kind, the colleague pauses, recognizes the medium is working against both of them, and replies with one sentence: "I want to address this properly. Can we talk this afternoon?" That one redirect saves 3 days of escalating email conflict. Eamon's take: I cannot count the number of team breakdowns I have seen that started with someone choosing convenience over clarity in their communication channel. The medium is part of the message. Get that part right first. Framework 4. The Difficult Conversation Preparation Script System. This is not a single script. It is a system of scripts drawn from Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time that cover the specific high-pressure moments teams encounter: explosive anger, manipulation, and gaslighting. Each script is a structured response for a situation where an improvised reply will usually make things worse. What it is designed for. These scripts are for the moments inside a high-stakes synergy conversation when something unexpected and destabilizing happens. They give you a prepared, measured response for the situations that most frequently derail team conversations. How it works. Number 1. Handling explosive anger. Anger feeds on anger. When you refuse to match it, the fire loses fuel. The script: I can see that you are very upset, and I want to understand what is going on. However, I need us to have this conversation calmly. I'm asking you to lower your voice so we can talk this through. If that is not possible right now, I suggest we take a break and come back where we are both calmer. This script names the emotion, sets a boundary, and offers a dignified exit. Number 2. Responding to manipulation. Manipulation thrives in confusion and dies in clarity. The script: I hear what you are saying, but that is not what happened. Here is what actually happened. specific facts. I need you to stop trying to change the subject and address what I'm actually saying. Stay on facts. Confusion is the manipulation's oxygen. Facts remove it. Number 3. Addressing gaslighting. When someone tries to rewrite a shared reality, you anchor to what you know. The script. I know what I experienced. You're telling me it did not happen that way. But I was there. I remember it clearly. This is what happened. Specific facts. A written record kept before a conversation suspected of gaslighting provides a real anchor to reality. When to use it. Use these scripts where high-stakes synergy conversation escalates into one of these specific patterns. They're not for opening a conversation. They are for keeping one from collapsing. When not to use it. Do not use the anger script for mild frustration. Do not use the manipulation script on someone who is simply confused. These tools are for genuine disruption, not minor friction. A quick example in practice. A team leader is addressing a pattern of late deliverables with a team member. Midway through, the team member says, "You have always had it in for me. This whole conversation is just about finding a way to push me out." The leader does not react. She uses the manipulation response. That is not what is happening here. I have 3 specific examples in front of me. Let us stay with those. The conversation returns to ground. Eamon's take. These scripts are not about sounding polished. They are about staying functional when someone is actively trying to pull you off your footing. Knowing these in advance is one of the most underrated forms of preparation a team leader can do. Psychological safety in a team depends on people believing that difficult conversations will not spiral out of control. How to choose the right framework for your team situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. Preparing for a trust breakdown conversation master method. Repairing damage after a conversation went wrong recover method. Deciding whether to meet in person or send an email communication medium richness hierarchy. A team member escalates to anger mid-conversation difficult conversation script system. Addressing manipulation or gaslighting in a team setting difficult conversation script system. Rebuilding connection after a prolonged team breakdown recover method plus bridge method. A leader needs to start a conversation that has been avoided too long master method. When more than one framework could apply, the master method is almost always the right starting point. It covers preparation, and preparation shapes everything that follows. The other frameworks are what you reach for when preparation was not enough or when something unexpected derailed you. Emotional intelligence is what holds all of this together. You can explore that connection further in the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline. Not as a script you cite woodenly while the other person can see you're reading from a mental checklist. Skipping mental preparation because you feel ready. Feeling confident before a high-stakes energy conversation is not the same as being prepared. Mental preparation is what protects you when the conversation does not go the way you expected. Using the recover method too late. Waiting weeks to repair a damaged conversation does not make the repair easier. It makes the other person feel that the damage did not register for you. Repair within 48 hours whenever possible. Choosing the wrong medium to avoid discomfort. Sending an email because you are nervous about an in-person conversation is not a neutral decision. It tells the other person the issue is not worth your full presence. Overstructuring the conversation until it feels clinical. Frameworks are scaffolding, not scripts. If the other person starts crying, you do not continue down your list of 3 key points. You respond to the human being in front of you. If you have been trying to start a difficult conversation and keep losing the thread, this rigidity is usually why. Using the anger or manipulation scripts on the wrong situations. Applying the manipulation response to someone who is simply advocating strongly for their position will shut the conversation down and breed resentment. Match the tool to the actual situation, not the uncomfortable one. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. Pick one framework and build real competence with it before you add another. That is how the compound effect of practice actually works. Number 1. Start with the master method on your next real conversation. Identify one conversation you've been avoiding, one that matters to your team's ability to function. Walk through all 6 steps before you schedule it. Write them out on paper if it helps. The act of writing forces clarity that thinking alone does not produce. Number 2. Practice the scripts in low-stakes situations first. The next time a colleague raises their voice slightly over something minor, try the de-escalation response in a mild form. The more you practice the language when the stakes are low, the more naturally it will come when the stakes are high. Number 3. Audit your medium choices for 1 week. Every time you're about to send an email or a message about something that matters, pause and ask whether this conversation deserves a richer channel. 1 week of this habit will change how you communicate with your team permanently. Number 4. Debrief after every high-stakes synergy conversation. Write 2 sentences what worked and what you would do differently. That is the R in master, and it is the one step most people skip. It is also the step that turns a single hard conversation into a genuine skill. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The master method gives you 6 steps to prepare for and execute the conversations that determine whether team synergy holds under pressure. The recover method is not a fallback for failure. It is a discipline for repair that every team communicator needs to know. The medium you choose before a difficult conversation is part of the message. Lean mediums for hard content signal that the issue does not warrant your full presence. Scripts for explosive anger, manipulation, and gaslighting are not crutches. They are the prepared responses that keep a conversation functional when it is being actively derailed. Preparation is not nervousness. It is professionalism. The team member who walks into the hardest conversation with a clear structure respects both themselves and the person across from them. Reflection after every high-stakes conversation is what separates practitioners from people who simply survive the moment. For the foundations that make these conversations possible in the first place, read what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy. For the full framework and all supporting scripts, Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time covers every element in depth. Building high-stakes synergy conversations into your team's normal practice is how you stop fearing the hard moments and start trusting your ability to move through them. Frequently asked questions. What are high-stakes synergy conversations in a team? High-stakes synergy conversations are the discussions where the outcome directly affects a team's ability to work together. They involve unresolved conflict, broken trust, and clear roles or performance issues. Getting them right builds cohesion. Getting them wrong can fracture a team for months. How does the master method help with team synergy? The master method gives you a 6-step structure for preparing and executing the conversations that most damage team synergy when handled poorly. It covers mental preparation, anticipating objections, structuring key points, timing, full presence, and post-conversation reflection. When should you use the master method with your team? Use the master method when the stakes are high, addressing a trust breakdown, confronting repeated conflict, or having a conversation that could reshape how your team works. It is not needed for routine check-ins or low-tension feedback. What is the difference between the master method and the recover method? The master method prepares you for high-stakes synergy conversations before they happen. The recover method is used after a conversation goes wrong, helping you repair damage, own the stakes, and rebuild the team connection that was broken. Can a team use multiple communication frameworks at once? Yes. Different frameworks serve different moments. You might use the master method to prepare, the recover method if the conversation breaks down, and the bridge method to rebuild trust afterward. Knowing which tool fits the moment is the real skill. How do high-stakes synergy conversations differ from regular team discussions? Regular team discussions are lower risk. High-stakes synergy conversations involve unresolved tension, emotional charge, or outcomes that affect the whole team's ability to function. They require deliberate preparation, not just goodwill. Without structure, even well-intentioned people default to defensive habits. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.